Are you a small black-owned business that wants to move to the next level? Are you looking for a business mentor, office space, access to markets and funding? Do you want to learn business strategies to help you build a sustainable business? Then the Black Umbrellas Incubation Program is for you. Visit www.blackumbrellas.org to find out more. Black Umbrellas, developing Africa's future black businesses together.
Good day to you. Thank you so much for joining me here on Tax FM 107.2, your favorite campus radio station, also the most awarded campus radio station in South Africa. I am your host, Lennox Wasara, and I'm not alone because I'm joined by Tsepang Mamabolo. He is the director of Dikolobe Tya Biakladi Project. How are you doing? Thank you for joining me.
Oh, I'm good, thanks. How are you, Lennox?
Very, very good, thank you. Out of curiosity, I want to know, why did you start this business?
Well, actually, the business wasn't started by me. The business was started by my father, I think it was around 2010. Wow. So I'd usually go there with him to go see how he feeds the pigs and all those farm chores. And that's where the love began. That's where I fell in love with pigs. Just seeing them run around. And yeah, man. That's where it all began.
Okay. And what is Dikolobe Tya Biakladi Project doing?
We breed and sell pigs. We are a free-range pig farm. We run an organic pig production. So our pigs are not raised in an intensive system. We do it outside. Our pigs are free to roam around and get to do what pigs do.
Okay. Sounds like a nice business that is also dealing with food security, which is very important.
Yes, and it's actually a good thing for health conscious consumers, people who are very conscious about what they put into their mouth, because our pigs are not given any antibiotics or any supplements to speed up their growth rate, so they are 100% natural pigs.
Wow, organic. Certainly good, and certainly what we need, because you know a lot of people are more health conscious nowadays, so we need more businesses like yours that can cater for such people. And where did you hear about Black Umbrellas? Because you're part of Black Umbrellas. And why did you decide, okay, let me join Black Umbrellas?
Well, I've heard of Black Umbrellas at the NYDA Wet Bank office. I was there attending a entrepreneurial program with them, and then that's where I got introduced to Black Umbrellas, and I was like, why not? It sounds like a good company, so it'll help me grow.
What assistance have you received from Black Umbrellas?
Well, I'm actually in my first month of the incubation program.
Right at the beginning?
Yes, right at the beginning. At the moment, Black Umbrellas has made me realize that I'm actually good in pig production, but then I lack business management skills, and that's where they come in. So, yeah, this has been helping me improve in that space.
Business management skills can be very broad, you know, finance, marketing, you know, human resources. So I wonder which ones you had to work on when you joined.
Well, I'm actually at the beginning of the program. So yeah. At the moment, we're dealing with finances and marketing.
Finances.
So, yes. I think I'll get more of those skills as the program goes on.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad you're getting the sort of the marketing exposure as well as some of the finance insights from Black Umbrellas at this point in time. Now, if somebody is, you know, looking to find support for their business, what is your advice to such businesses?
Well, it's not going to happen overnight. That's what they must know. And if they want anything done right, they must do it themselves. I've been trying to apply for funds for like the past 3 years now.
Mm.
And I only got assistance from the NYDA. So I haven't given up yet. I'm still knocking on some doors, and hopefully one day I will get my chance.
True. Funding is certainly kind of a lengthy process to secure some of those funds, you know, so it takes a bit of time, and as you mentioned, One requires a great deal of patience, so that's certainly important. And I guess Black Umbrellas also assists you with a bit of networking as well, which will probably come in a little bit handy as well to find that important source of finance. Now, what is sort of next for your business moving forward?
Well, at the moment, I am running a 35-unit piggery. So my next move, actually, my goal is to at least have a 100-unit piggery by the end of 2021. In that case, I'll be able to secure bigger contracts, because at the moment I'm struggling to get contracts because of the quantity I have. Mm. They're looking for big numbers, which I don't have.
When you say big numbers, what numbers are we talking about, Jan? What numbers do you have?
Well, at the moment I can supply at least 20 pigs a month.
Sure.
And all these markets, they tell you that they're looking for a minimum of at least 50 pigs a week.
Wow.
So I have to increase my production so I can get these contracts.
Yeah, certainly scaling is something that will come, of course, as you are able to supply more. But of course, as you said, at the inception, at the onset, you know, you're 20. And, you know, in due course, you'll, of course, be able to meet some of those real targets. Now, just out of curiosity, I mean, piggery is one of those that has a lot of running expenses. I wonder what's sort of the biggest expense, if it's the feeding element of running your business.
Well, feeding is the most is one of the biggest expenses we have, because at the moment we not since we ventured into the free range system, we no more buying as much medication as we used to when we were doing the intensive system, because right now our pigs are antibiotics free, so feed costs are the main thing at the moment.
Yeah,
and the only way to cut those costs is by planting your own maize and the sunflowers and all those things. And I kind of can't do that because I'm operational on 5 hectares of land, which is not, that's nothing. It doesn't allow me to do all those things, because remember, my pigs roam around the land, so I don't have land to plow all those things that I want to plant. So, but then it's just a matter of time.
Certainly a matter of time, as you say. And I'm just wondering, somebody is listening, thinking, listen, I would love to get me some organic pigs. How can they get in touch with you if they want to get some of your products?
Well, my cell phone number is 073-002-7029.
Wow.
Can I just say that again?
073-002-7029, is that correct?
Yes.
All right.
And my email address is tsepangmamabolo16@gmail.com.
So that's tsepangmamabolo16@gmail.com.
Yes.
Tsepang, a real privilege to chat to you. Thank you for giving me the time today.
Oh, thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day, man.
Thank you so much. That's the director of a wonderful piggery that is focusing on an organic process. And I was lucky to have spoken to the director today, Tsepang Mamabolo, who runs the Kolobe Chablia Sadi project. Certainly exciting and thrilling. It is Tux FM 107.2, and thank you for tuning in.
Black Umbrellas. Developing Africa's future black businesses together.